This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I'm Chris Moore for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Friday, July 29th. Pietari Inkanen conducts the Aspen Chamber Symphony today at 6 in the Benedict Music Tent in Debussy's Danse, Valo's Symphonie Espagnole with violinist Ray Chen, and Ravel's Mother Goose Suite. Tomorrow at 10 at the Wheeler Opera House, the up-and-coming stars of the Aspen Opera Theater Center will be joined by the American Academy of Conducting at Aspen Orchestra for staged opera scenes complete with supertitles Patrick Summers conducts. At 4:30 tomorrow, it's chamber music in Harris Concert Hall featuring the Aspen Contemporary Ensemble conducted by Timothy Weiss, joined by faculty artists and guests in works by Sean Shepard, Martineau, and Dvorak. William Bolcom's opera A Wedding, based on the hilarious 1978 Robert Altman film, receives its second and final performance of the season tomorrow at 7 at the Wheeler Opera House. The talented singers of the Aspen Opera Center are directed by David Schweitzer, and Scott Terrell conducts. Pianist Jeremy Denk charts the history of Western music from the medieval and Renaissance works of Machaut, Couperin, and Frescobaldi to Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, Stravinsky, Cage, Ligeti, and Adams, then back to Machaut tomorrow at 8 in Harris Concert Hall. Sunday's 4 p.m. Aspen Festival Orchestra concert in the Benedict Music Tent features conductor Tomasz Netopil, the new concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, Noah Bedecks-Balgley, and cellist Lisa Weilerstein in Brahms's Double Concerto. Also the Rosenkavalier Suite, Till Eulenspiegel, and Johann Strauss's waltz, The Blue Danube. The Low Strings competition takes place at 6:30 Sunday in Hearst Hall on the Buxbaum campus. Admission is free, and you can hear the winner later this summer. Listen at this time every weekday for more festival notes on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen at aspenpublicradio.org.